Nolte, Gone with the Wind holds 9 of top 50 Amazon sales slots. By John Nolte on June 11, 2020. Freedom always finds a way, and for right now, at least. Gone with the Wind fans see the blacklisting writing on the wall and are gobbling up copies of the 1939 classic on DVD, Blu-ray and digital. So during the exact time when all of America is supposed to be caving to the emotional blackmail of a left-wing terrorist group like Black Lives Matter, copies of Gone with the Wind are flying off the shelves. Is this a great country, or what? The freedom frenzy began after HBO Max caved to the woke Taliban and announced it would blacklist Gone with the Wind, the 81-year-old masterpiece that is still the most popular movie ever made. Oh, and let's not forget that 73% of black people love Gone with the Wind. But, whatev. HBO Max still caved to the fascists who want to tell us, all of us, including black people, what we can and cannot watch. And if the woke Taliban do bring back Gone with the Wind, HBO Max has promised to desecrate this work of art with an introduction that tells you how to feel about and interpret this work of art. There's more than one way to burn a book. And the world is full of people running about with lit matches. Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. So Americans have rushed to purchase hard copies of the Oscar winner before it disappears forever, or is only available in a vandalized format. As of this writing, in Amazon's top 50 selling movies, Gone with the Wind and its various formats holds the number 1, 2, 3, 11, 12, the TV sequel Scarlet, 18, 22, 28, and 37 spots, that's a total of 9 slots. Also in bestsellers are other movies and television shows targeted by the woke Taliban. Blazing Saddles sits at number 8 and 26. TV's problematic sitcom Friends sits at number 29. The Looney Tunes collection, complete with Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam brandishing firearms, sits at 43, and now that the blacklisters have Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling in their sights, the Harry Potter movie collection is number 25. I should add that Gone with the Wind is almost completely sold out, which means you are going to pay a premium from second-hand sellers as high as $35 for the DVD collection and $170 for Blu-ray. You might want to wait for the discs to be restocked before paying those kinds of prices. Hopefully, the discs will be restocked. Well, maybe you don't want to wait. As of right now, Gone with the Wind is also the top digital seller on iTunes. But as I've said before, you should own the hard copies of these movies. Things are going to get a lot worse before they someday get better. And there is nothing stopping fascist corporation like Apple and Amazon from deleting your digital copy. For your own good, of course, or censoring it, or desecrating it with propaganda in the form of an introduction that tells you to feel guilty about enjoying it. That's not paranoia on my part. There is precedent for this. An episode of The Simpsons was blacklisted recently, and people who own digital copies of the show lost that episode. Apple has deleted movies purchased through iTunes. You see, if you own a digital copy, you are allowing a large, left-wing corporation to store and therefore control your collection. Same with your music and books. Let's thank fascist screenwriter John Ridley and fascist HBO Max, not only for making Gone with the Wind the most popular movie in America again, but for ensuring it is even more enjoyable to watch now that it comes with the delicious taste of the forbidden. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.